From WBUR in Boston, it's Weekly Warm-Up, a sampling of the cornucopia of stories and interviews featured on Only a Game, sports public radio style.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with available voice-activated navigation. More at acura.com/RDX.
Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
Last weekend, Real Madrid slipped by Espanyol on a goal in the 89th minute to slide into a first-place tie with Barcelona in Spain's Primer Liga. Barca could have held on to the league lead they have maintained through most of the season by beating lowly Betis, but that game ended in a draw. You don't know what I'm talking about, do you? Think Red Sox-Yankees, think Dodgers-Giants, think Michigan-Ohio State or Celtics-Lakers back when the Celtics and Lakers were both good. But those comparisons only begin to tell the story of one of soccer's most brilliant rivalries. Real Madrid was Francisco Franco's team. FC Barcelona is the pride and joy of the plucky and proud Catalan people. During Franco's reign, the soccer stadium was the only place Barca's supporters could wave their banners, sing their anthems, and celebrate their heritage without fear of persecution. If the Yankees had been supported by Senator Joe McCarthy and the Red Sox had been the team of Senator Clean Gene McCarthy, Yankees-Red Sox would be more like Real Madrid-Barcelona. If the Yankees were the pet team of robber barons and raging fascists, while the Red Sox were backed by nurses and humble craftspeople, well, you get the point. Beyond that, Real Madrid is associated with monarchy, real, royal, kings and queens, off with his head, let him eat cake, arbitrary entitled outrages of that sort. FC Barcelona is associated with virtue. Barca's players wear jerseys that say UNICEF on the front. Other teams collect millions of dollars from the corporations advertised on the club's uniforms. Barca pays UNICEF millions of dollars for the privilege of promoting the nonprofit charity. All this may augur nothing in this crazy world of ours, as Rick, the Humphrey Bogart character in Casablanca, put it. And by the way, Rick would certainly have been a Barcelona supporter, whereas Major Strasser, before he was shot, would have roared for Real Madrid. But perhaps especially in a crazy world, doesn't it behoove us to support that which is righteous against that which is vile? Good has four games left to play. So does evil. Viva Barca.